JP.
Yes, ma'am.
You have your common sense. What does you want to do that now? You
want
to lay that on us?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Kind of fits in with what we're talking about right now.
It's about 911, and it's about the Christian reaction.
All right, let's do that, and then we'll take our break.
It's titled, Too Much Lamb, Not Enough Lion. Tomorrow, the city of New York will have a ceremony at Ground Zero to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the 911 terrorist attack on the World Trade Center. And you might have heard that Mayor Bloomberg has not invited any clergy to the ceremony. That's right, there will be no prayers at a memorial service, which says more about the state of the nation than anything the politicians can possibly say in their boring speeches tomorrow. Depending on your attitude toward religion, you may or may not agree with Bloomberg's decision. The mayor says it's not appropriate for government to be picking one religion over another, but my answer to the mayor is that we already did the picking. This is a Christian nation founded by Christians, and we shouldn't have to apologize for that. Because since the very beginning of this country, we've allowed other religions complete freedom to worship. Most importantly, on September 11, 2001, 19 Muslim fanatics hijacked 4 airplanes with the intention of using them as missiles against civilian and military targets, and did so in the name of Islam and because we are a Christian nation. So refusing to allow clergy at the official 10th anniversary ceremony, Christian clergy specifically, seems like moral and spiritual defeat to me. Somehow, in spite of everything we did to fight Al-Qaeda in the Middle East, we lost and they won. If Osama bin Laden was still alive, he'd be pretty darn happy to see us afraid to offer a prayer at a memorial service, don't you think? The cowering subservience to the inimical forces of secular political correctness is nothing new for Christians. Sometimes I think we forget that Jesus Christ was not only a lamb, but a lion. And while I'm certainly not the Pope and probably have no business interpreting Scripture, I think the lion part comes into play when we're involved in situations where the world asks us to turn our backs on God. In other words, situations exactly like Mayor Bloomberg's memorial service tomorrow. Tomorrow's service in New York is exactly when we need to wear the lion aspect of our faith instead of the lamb aspect. 10 years ago, 5 days after the Twin Towers fell, New York had a service in Yankee Stadium that was called Prayer for America, for which different religions were invited to participate. I have no problem with that. I firmly believe that interfaith prayer services strongly favor the Christian message because it's the true message. And yes, I know that the Muslim standing next to me probably feels the same way. That's cool. Let the messages compete. That day at Yankee Stadium, there were 37 individuals who spoke. 10 of them were secular speakers, politicians and such. Because, let's face it, when it comes to memorial ceremonies, politicians are like flies at a picnic. That left 27 people who were clergy or members of religious groups offering prayers. 12 of those 27 were Christian, 5 were Jewish, 8 were Muslim, and there was 1 Sikh and 1 Hindu. The numbers don't matter. What matters is how the Christian clergymen forgot to be lions. One after another, they stood and prayed and failed to mention the two most important words in the Christian religion, Jesus Christ, except for one man, an archbishop of the Armenian Church in America named Ananya Arapazyan, fresh off the boat from Azerbaijan, where Armenian Christians were persecuted and massacred by the Muslim majority, stood when it was his turn, walked to the podium, and immediately named his Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, our God, in this time of fear and turmoil, we turn to you. That was his first sentence. I wish I had a video of the ceremony so I could see the faces on the other attendees to see if they looked like somebody just farted in the elevator. There was fallout after the Prayer for America, directly related to the failure by 11 Christian clergymen to say the words Jesus Christ. Shortly after Archbishop Arapazyan's prayer, Reverend David Benke of the Lutheran Church offered a prayer in which he took political correctness too far. He referred to Jesus as a Son of God instead of the Son of God. That's taking political correctness to the point of heresy, and it's completely unacceptable for a clergyman. Like a lamb, he tried to avoid offending anybody when he should have been lying and proclaimed the truth. Reverend Benke was suspended from his position with the Lutheran Church and asked to apologize to the member of his denomination. Almost 80% of Americans consider themselves Christian. Only about 4% identify with other religions. As we remember what happened 10 years ago, let's keep in mind the naked, awkward fact that 911 was done in the name of religion, and not shy away from the consequences of what that means simply because we're afraid we might offend somebody. We can quibble about who exactly the enemy is, whether it be Islam in general or merely a handful of fanatics, but to forget that religion is involved neglects the opportunity for religion to be the answer. Let's remember to be lions as well as lambs when it comes to our faith.
God bless America. Now that's common sense from JP.
Thank you, JP.